Australia's Disability Strategy is a national roadmap guiding governments, businesses, and communities to work together to build a more inclusive Australia. At its heart, the strategy exists to ensure people with disability can fully participate in Australian life with equal rights, real opportunity, and respect. Organisations like YouthWorks in Darwin are offering the opportunity to young Australians with a disability to be more employable. Powered Media's Emma Myers reports.
YouthWorks is helping young people to gain work experience and skills for meaningful employment. Volunteers like Caitlin learn and contribute in real workplaces. Sam Drummond spoke with her to learn more about her passion.
I've been at YouthWorks since the start of this year, pretty much.
Yep.
I just joined YouthWorks for volunteering, workshops and trying to make some new friends, get out of home. It's been very good for me. And I've been a bit stressed since leaving school because I didn't know what I was going to do. I still don't know what I'm going to do, but I have hopes to become a barista.
So what sort of opportunities has YouthWorks offered you?
Well, they've offered me life skills, workplace skills, different opportunities, like places where I could hang out for free, and I've been learning about budgeting, finance, money stuff, and employment opportunities. We've been going to industry tours, learning about workplace skills, for example, how to act in a workplace, what you're responsible for, what an employee or employer is, and that's pretty much it.
Caitlin has been passionate about the cafe industry since she was young and hopes to become a barista.
But unfortunately, I had a car accident in the middle of it, but luckily I was able to finish all my coffees after I recovered from my accident.
What about the other life skills going through to the back of YouthWorks? It seems like YouthWorks isn't just about employment, but about broader life skills. Are there some things that you've learnt that you take home and you know, do every day?
Pretty much. I've actually learnt how to cook here. YouthWorks has opened my mind to broaden my cooking and life skills. I actually brought a few of those tips home. I've learnt how to cut up a salad, and then I've cooked chicken before. I've even made fried rice. It's just helped me improve my skills.
Program coordinator at YouthWorks, Tanya Peterick, said the programs are opening conversations about disability in the top end.
I think just people having an open mind and being open to accepting someone who may have a few differences to the rest of the team, but just accepting that everyone has their differences and that shouldn't actually be a problem. I think it's just being accepted for who they are. Then having an open mind, yeah.
And are there some adjustments that the people here ask for or require to do a job that are really easy to implement for employers?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of our young people can't take too many instructions all at one time. So that's one of the biggest things we do when we put young people into employment, or even just right from the start at work experience, is just asking them how they want to learn.
So Caitlin's gone off this morning to run a grocery program with cheaper groceries than you'd find in the other supermarkets.
Yep.
Is that the main activity that YouthWorks is doing, or are there other programs as well that you're...
No, so that food bank activity, volunteering activity, is just one of many activities that we bring into our programs. So the program that Caitlin is called Encompass, and it's for young people with a disability with an NDIS plan. And then we have another program which almost mirrors it, but very similar for young people without an NDIS plan. Mm. But majority of all our programs here run very similar to the same formula. So we do coaching one-on-one, which helps them set their goals, their aspirations, tell us about what they want to do, what they want to achieve, and we work with them to build steps into there and help them move towards their goals. Mm. Then we have our workshops, which one once a week, and those workshops are around skill building, independence, life skills, adulting, everything that they need to know to be an independent young adult in the big wide world.
Tanya Pederick from YouthWorks there, ending that report by Powered Media's Emma Myers. To learn more about these topics and more, listen to Building Inclusion wherever you get your podcasts.